This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Mrs. Rekha Gupta will take oath as the 9th Chief Minister of Delhi today at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan in New Delhi. She met Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena at Raj Nivas and staked the claim to form the new government after her name was announced for the post at the Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting last evening. After the announcement was made, Mrs. Gupta thanked the top leadership of BJP and Prime Minister Narendra Modi for giving her the opportunity to lead.
धन्यवाद करना चाहूंगी अपने शीर्ष नेतृत्व का और आदरणीय प्रधानमंत्री जी का जिन्होंने मुझ जैसी साधारण पृष्ठभूमि की बेटी को इतनी बड़ी जिम्मेदारी देकर के देश की बहनों का सम्मान बढ़ाया है। ये हर बहन के लिए एक प्रेरणादायक कहानी हो सकती है। साधारण मध्यम वर्गीय परिवार की बेटी को भी शीर्ष नेतृत्व तक जाने का मौका मिल सकता है।
The Lieutenant Governor will administer the oath of office in secrecy to Rekha Gupta this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds during the oath-taking ceremony. Rekha Gupta has won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the Delhi Assembly elections. After the announcement of Rekha Gupta's name as the next Chief Minister of Delhi, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the new Chief Minister in Delhi will work in dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. Outgoing Delhi CM Atishi and AAP's Supremo Arvind Kejriwal also congratulated BJP leader Rekha Gupta on being selected as a new Chief Minister and expressed hope that she would fulfill all promises made during the election campaign. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will begin a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers meeting. He is visiting at the invitation of the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings in the margins of the Foreign Minister's meeting. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has assured the Nepal Embassy that justice will be served on the alleged suicide of a girl student from Nepal at KIIT University in Bhubaneswar. Mr. Majhi spoke to two envoys of the Nepal Embassy yesterday and assured them that peace and normalcy will be restored at the KIIT campus where hundreds of Nepali students are studying. He also urged the Nepali students who had left Odisha after the incident to return to campus and resume their studies. The Odisha government has constituted a high-level fact-finding committee headed by Additional Chief Secretary of the Home Department to probe into the alleged suicide of the girl student following her alleged harassment inside the campus. A symposium on spirituality and culture Mahakumbh dialogue, Spiritual and Cultural Heritage of India, was organized at the Kalakumbh complex during the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The symposium highlighted the significance and references of the Mahakumbh throughout history, featuring delegates from UNESCO, Allahabad University and educationists. The program was inaugurated by UNESCO Director of the South Asia Region, Tim Curtis, along with Professor Hiram Chaturvedi, former head of Department of History at Allahabad University. In his address, Mr. Curtis highlighted the significance of Kumbh and mentioned that UNESCO recognized the Kumbh Mela as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity back in 2017 and its social, economic and environmental impacts have been monitored since 1923. Israel has received the list of the deceased hostages who will be released from Gaza today. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office informed this in a statement yesterday. In a social media post, the office said that it has updated the families of the hostages via the representatives of the IDF. Following this, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed deep sorrow, acknowledging that the day will be incredibly difficult for the country as Israel prepares to bring home four deceased hostages. In cricket, the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy kicked off with a bang as New Zealand thrashed defending champions Pakistan by commanding 60 runs in Karachi last night. Today, Indian team led by Rohit Sharma will take on Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium. The match will start at 2:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.